Exclusive, Sam Nunberg, Maduro capture boldest action taken by a president. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 11, 2026. Sam Nunberg, a longtime former advisor to President Donald Trump, described the United States' capture of Venezuela's deposed dictator Nicolas Maduro as the boldest action taken by a president in the Western Hemisphere. During an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, Nunberg spoke about how Venezuela was the greatest national security imminent threat to the U.S. since the Cuban Missile Crisis. What we saw with his action last weekend was the boldest action taken by a president in the Western Hemisphere since really Monroe. And what we have to understand is, frankly, it was being underreported. Venezuela, 1,200 miles away from the southern tip of the great state of Florida, where you and I are right now, was the greatest national security imminent threat to the United States since the Cuban Missile Crisis, Nunberg said. Venezuela has the largest crude oil deposits in the world. It has the largest amount of minerals, and for the past 25 years it has become a vassal state of China. It's been run by Cuban intelligence, it's become a major partner of Russia, and it was the main base of Iran and Hezbollah. Not only was it the main base of them, when I tell you that, I'm saying that they provided them passports, they trained them in Spanish, and they helped them garner weapons. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Sam Nunberg, January 10, 2026. Nunberg went on to point out that Trump was threatening action against Venezuela even during his first term as president. He tried to have Maduro cut a deal. The deal was that he can go to Saudi Arabia. He wasn't going to allow him to go to Russia. And that he would be able to take some of his people there. And they would move in a Democrat-friendly democracy, I mean friendly government. Nunberg expressed that he was surprised that Trump was being attacked by so-called friends and allies and supporters of Trump. Nunberg added that we have seen Trump leave a lasting legacy here of strengthening our country's international defense in our own Western Hemisphere, besides the rest of the world, and pointed out that China is no longer going to be controlling the Panama Canal.